So here we go, here we go. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining us here to kick off the day with spirit, another session, another morning chat we are creating here for you to be able to step into an empowering, amazing, joyful, kicking and screaming, powerful day here today. So here we go. I hope you are well. Now, if this is the very first time you are joining me, this is our daily show of Let's Talk Spirit. That's the series of podcast, Let's Talk Spirit. And we are endeavoring bringing you daily conversations called Kick of the Day with Spirit, whatever time I'm arriving here during the day. But then here we go, we are kicking and alive. So here we go. I am your show host, Susanna Herchuk. How you can find me everywhere. My stage name is Susanna Medium. And here we go, from susannamedium.com. So here we go, Kick of the Day with Spirit. Now, you see, just before I started this conversation, I was listening to a piece of music which I discovered about 2 or 3 years ago. And every time I'm listening to it, I'm feeling so very emotional to the point that actually I'm feeling tearful. Not now, but then when I was listening to the song, I was really feeling tearful all the time. Such a beautiful song. So sadly, I cannot play the song here for you live, but I'm going to tell you a little bit later the title of the song, the composer, and you will be able to find the song. I was finding it on YouTube, so you can very easily find this one and feel the song or sing along if you are a musician, or if you're just, you know, singing along. You don't have to be a musician, but here we go. There is a point here. So here we go. But before I tell you this, I've got another story. Now, so you know, this is what's happening here when you are joining with me when I'm doing my solo podcast. We've got lots of stories, but stay here, stay tuned, and stay here. Follow the conversation, because I can guarantee that by the end of each conversation, there is something powerful coming out of it. And because this is a spiritual podcast series, spiritual life, even, you know, let's just call it life conversation. There is always something for you to take away. So here we go. Now, my other story is this, that about a good 2 years ago, again, 2 or 3 years ago, I was attending a mind, body, spirit show here. Now, if you are here in the UK, you are familiar with the term mind, body, spirit, MBS show. If you are overseas, mind, body, spirit shows are the ones where communities come together. There is usually a person or a company who is organizing these shows. And the healers, the psychics, the readers, the crystal people, the shamans, the various people selling candles and books, anything related to spiritual work or metaphysical things, anything, or all those things, anything related to your mind, spirit, mind, body, and spirit, reflexology and different therapies. People come together for a day or for the weekend, and you can come along and you can experience various treatments. You can purchase whatever you need, or you want, or you don't need, but you still buy it, and then you are there. So as a reader myself, as a professional psychic and medium, and those categories, I attended one of the mind, body, spirit shows, one of the bigger ones, one of the greater ones, and it's always, that one is always very, very busy, and Saturday, Sunday. And of course, what happens is that you set up your place, your stool, your side, either on Friday evening or Saturday morning. So mine was set up early on Saturday morning. I worked through the day. I had an amazing day. I drove back on Saturday evening, only to know that one of my tires got a massive puncture. I did not realize that. I was driving with this, well, it wasn't even a tire anymore, because it was completely flat, but I was driving. I only found out it was flat, and then it gave this absolutely horrendous sound once I turned the music down in my car while I was driving. And but anyway, I could drive home. But then it was late on Saturday night, and I could not figure out what to do with my car. I could not drive with a spare tire back again on Sunday and do another day and come home and try to fix the car the following day. So I was in a very stuck position because this mind, body, spirit show took place in a different town, a good hour from my hometown. So no traffic, no public transport. And even if I could take public transport over there, then I would need to think about how I'm carrying all my things back home with me. So I was really stuck, and I was worried that I could not go back on the following morning. And so I was panicking a little bit, but the wonderful thing happened. I contacted a friend who actually lived around the area, not my area, but over there, a good hour away from my place. And he volunteered very kindly to come over to my town and pick me up early in the morning on that Sunday, the only day when he had a day off. But anyway, he woke up, he drove here, he picked me up, and he dropped me off. And then he told me that just call me if you need any help a little bit later. But what happened was that, of course, we started driving. Now, I really trust this friend, really, really good soul. We are a really good, fun, punchy, very honest friend. And knowing that he was an ex-police, but then the ex, he was serving one of the big things there. But anyway, so he's a very good driver, very sharp with the mind. But then what I noticed was, while I was sitting next to him and we had a really good chat, that I was fearful about his driving. I was really worried about where are we going, because I knew the way. But then if something is going to happen, and he was driving, of course, a little bit faster than I would do on the motorway. I don't drive on the motorway, but we were going that way. So I was seriously panicking by myself while I tried to hang on to the conversation and continue smiling and chatting and everything. But I actually told him that, you know, I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable. And then he said, I thought you trusted me. I thought you trusted me. And I said to him, yes, I trusted you. Of course I'm trusting you. I would not have called you. I mean, not just because you are the closest one to pick me up, but I trust you. Of course. And then we continued the journey. Everything was fine. But the interesting thing was that on the way back, I asked one of the other stall holders who lived nearby if she could bring me back, because she was just coming this way. But then strangely enough, or funnily enough, her van broke down as well just before we set off. So we had the same thing, a broken car, and she had to organize her journey home, and I was waiting for her and all various things. But eventually everything worked out. But then the whole trip getting to the place, coming back, was such an interesting, the journey in itself was something. But then my friend said, I thought you were trusting me, meaning that I thought you trust my driving skills. It really made me think, and this is what I want to talk to you about, you know, that could happen to you very easily. But, you know, when somebody tells you, I thought you trusted me. And, well, we figured out I trust him. So what is the thing I am not trusting, or I wasn't trusting? And that was an interesting point, because I needed to look into myself. What is it that I'm not trusting within myself when I'm surrounded by people who are helping and the energies who are helping me? But then still, there is something in me which made me say or feel that I am fearful. I am not trusting. And of course, that's a point when you sit down and quietly think. Pause, you breathe, you know. If you have been listening to this podcast here, you know, the kick of the day, we always have a breathing. We take some time to breathe. So this is what I needed to do. Breathe and reflect. So I figured out what was the cause of me not trusting. And ever since, I'm working on that, you know. We are all learning something and working on something. But what was really interesting, that I came home and I said to myself, I need to find the song. I need to find the song. Surely there is a song, Trust Me, Trust Me. Because I realized I need to trust me, myself, myself as a person, not my friend who's driving, but myself. Trust me, trust me. So I wanted to find a song called Trust Me. And oh my goodness me, of course there are songs plenty out there, trust me. But I found one, and this is the one I want to, or I'm just inviting you to find a song by Richard Smallwood, S-M-A-L-L-W-O-O-D, Smallwood, Richard Smallwood, and then his version of the song, Trust Me. So find it, go find it, listen to it, sing along. And you see, the song is about not trusting my friend, it's not trusting myself as a person, but trusting God, trusting spirit consciousness, trusting whichever way you want to name your God or the purpose or the highest of the highest energies of the consciousness. These are all labels, my lovely friends. These are all labels. One day we will realize that it's actually, we don't have to have all these words, because that light, what we are trusting and what we are being invited through our lives to trust, finally trust, make sense of trusting, because you always had the light before you came into this earthly realization. You always had the light and you always trusted. You are part of it. You are not any different from the wholeness of everything. But then, of course, we live in this reality, earthly reality, which is based on separation and fear and all the emotions and thoughts and all those things, and we get lost with the whole thing and our life ends at one point. And then when we are taking our last breath, then we are realizing that, oh, I missed this, right? I could have done this way, that way. I could have been this way, that way, only if I had trusted that I'm safe and I can flow with the energy. But here we go. That's a big conversation for another time. But then the song Trust Me by Small Richard Wood is about, trust me. I'm not going to read the words out intentionally. I don't want to read the words. Sadly, I cannot sing or give you the music here. But then please go and find the song. But then feel every single word of the song and sit down, close your eyes. And it's about 5 minutes, and just breathe with the song. If it's resonating with you, you will get something extraordinary out of it. Because every time when I'm listening to the song, even now after 2 or 3 years, I'm feeling emotional, because it is such a powerful song. Every single word resonates. Maybe we need to be on a certain frequency or in certain stage of our lives where we are finding a song like this resonating, every single word resonating. And then you see, the song is about not trusting the person who is driving the car, or not trusting myself as a person individually, but then trusting the higher consciousness. But then you see, in that sense, if I say that I am not any different from the higher consciousness, and then God is not the one who is sitting up in the sky with long beard or whatever way I want to position or put a picture, or in fact, I don't want to put a picture to that. I respect everything, every notion, idea, what we are believing in our consciousness right now, earthly reality. But then the energy, we are not any different, because we are that light, we are part of that source, we have not gone anywhere, we are just living this earthly reality, stuck in a physical body as long as we are here, stuck in this reality. But then the light, the energy, the buzziness, the breath, the breathing, the essence is that higher purpose, energy. You see, that's the thing. We don't even have a time. We don't have a word to or a label to describe that. In fact, I don't want to label it, because that would categorize. That would really simplify what I want to say here. That's why every time when I'm talking about this in talks or podcasts or whatever, I find it difficult to explain. Only if you have sense or have an essence, or you have experienced something which is greater than yourself, your physical reality, then you are able to tune into that. And then if you have not had that experience, then just, as I always say, breathe, bring yourself back to your breathing pattern, bring yourself back to your body, close your eyes, sit peacefully, quietly for a couple of seconds or minutes. And then that's already bringing you the grace, bringing the peacefulness into your heart, into your essence there. But then, trust me, the song is about, not about the driver, not about the myself as a person, yourself as a person, meaning yourself, ourselves, or oneself as an individual, separately, living its reality. But then the higher consciousness, and the higher consciousness is again not up in the sky or here on the picture or over there, but then it's within yourself, within ourselves. So we are coming back to ourselves. When we are singing, trust me, when we are saying, trust me, I am bringing it back to myself. And then trust me is about trusting myself, not even myself as an I energy, but then just trusting. End of story. Trusting, going with the flow. And in that sense, maybe one day, maybe our consciousness, our humanity starts moving forward that direction, that actually we are dropping all these categories and positions and social whatever structure we have created for ourselves, because that these are not going to serve us. And I really truly feel that the time is coming very soon where we seriously need to have a good look at us, ourselves, not the other one. Don't even ask a question about the other one, what the other one is doing. Can I tell what the other one is doing? No, let's move. Let's grow. But then when we are realizing things about ourselves, because I truly believe that the time is coming, we really need to be very serious about our existence. And that is where I truly feel that the energy is going to shift. And I am praying for the day that I'm going to be still here in this physical earthly reality, because I want to see it in this earthy reality. But you see, even when I'm saying I want to see it in my earthy reality, I am attached to this earthy reality because I want to see that that person who was not very kind has changed and changing so much. Of course, it's the ego who is having a conversation, you know? So here we go. That's another conversation. I don't want to sidetrack myself because a lot to talk about here. This is just kick off the day with spirit. So my invitation, my lovely friends, is that when you feel that energy, life is constipated, you know, the moment when you are not breathing or what is that person doing? What is the other one saying? Why are they talking about like this? Why is it behind my back? Why is it here, there? You know, and every time when you have the what, why, who, how, when, where, when you have all these questions, and then when you are talking about the other person doing or the thing happening outside of you, then that's the point. That is the point of reference, point of awareness, when you are able to start shifting something again. What, who, where, why, how, when, these questions. I think the biggest is the why question. We might take our whole life to figure this out. Oh my goodness, it's such a, I think one day we will realize this is just a playground, and how many points we scored for ourselves this way or that way. That's a quite an interesting image, actually. You are in the middle of the field. I don't know anything about football, but I don't know why we are going with the football image here. But then you are in the middle of the field and you've got one goal to the left and one goal to the right. And then you can think of, am I running this way or that way? That's you've got the whole pitch here. You don't have any other players because you are yourself. This is a one person show. One person, that's a good part. A one person game. Your life is a one person game, and you can decide whether you are running this way or that way, and which way you are scoring, that way or that way, whether you are scoring a goal to your ego, imagine it's written there, ego, or whether you are scoring 1 point over there for your soul, awareness, growth. Essence of your life, realizations, wisdom, all those things. Although I feel that the word wisdom is a little bit coming with the ego section. I started tasting differently that word wisdom, but here we go. You know what I mean. I hope you picture this because God gave me this conversation and then the picture, because most certainly I would not have thought about the peach like that. The two sides. But then here we go. So trusting yourself. Trust, you can talk to your God, whichever way you want to talk to your God or breathe with the essence and pray and chant, because of course, all of those things are very powerful. The invitation, my invitation is possibly feeling it in your heart without the words, because when we are saying words, that's another big conversation. Every single word, every single sound, letter, when we say it out, it's a sound. So every time when we are sounding it out, that's a frequency, and we are creating different frequencies. And somehow the words, how we have created on the human sphere of development, we have created the words in really not in a fully aligned manner. The language, that's one day, I just tell you this as a piece of information, interestingly, that the energies, okay, higher dimensionals, when we are talking, when we are tuning in with the energy, when we are working with them, they told me that the very beginning of humanity, the language, the sequences of the sounds, the frequencies which were given, they were already tumbled across, and how humans, the early ones, the energy who were put into this place, okay, I say it, who were put into this place, they already did not use the frequencies correctly, because that was given to them and that was not fully in alignment with their higher purpose and then the higher energies. So that's one thing. But then you see, that's why I'm saying that when we are praying, we are saying the words, but certain words we will figure out, we will learn that we need to delete those words, what we believe they were our prayers. We will be deleting those ones because the silence is coming, and then we will experience the silence, the truth, and the truth of the silence within ourselves. And then that's going to bring silence into our heart and then into our minds. And then those of us who have been experiencing silence and have accustomed to the experience of stillness, we will feel it familiar, and we will be able to go and flow and grow with that experience. However, those who have not had any experience, such experience of meditation or just being still or using their awareness, they will be very much challenged by the new experience. This is where the two earths will grow into, merge into itself. Okay, so all these conversations I bring to you, kick of the day with spirit or let's talk spirit, you might think, oh, it's a psychic talking. We will have those conversations or mediumship or those things, but then there is a completely different layer to these conversations. So I hope it makes sense to you. I would love to hear your conversations, your questions, your comments. You can send me an email to hello@suzannamedium.com. Susanna, you can find my name beautifully spelled, and you can find me in my bio section, whichever page, wherever you are listening to or watching this conversation. It's Z-S-U-Z-S-A-N-N-A, medium.com. Or for my friends overseas, it's sounds Z-S-U-Z-S-A-N-N-A, medium.com. You can send me an email there, begin with hello@, and I would love to read your questions, comments, and doubts and reflections and all those things, because it's not that I am here and then you are there, but then we are just one community. We are just creating a community here. That is actually another big question, because then another time we'll talk about that, how new communities are creating themselves through aligning themselves to certain frequencies, whichever part of the world we are. And then once we are all together, then we are creating our circle, and then the consciousness, the information is going to come to us in that enlightened, I don't like using the word, but heightened energy, as opposed to us individually working across the field, you know. So here we go. This conversation was about me traveling in a car and me being fearful in a car because my friend was driving, although he was so beautifully offering his help to pick me up and take me to my destination so I could talk to even more people. In fact, that day I had a talk, and interestingly, the talk was about trust me. Oh my goodness, that was, in fact, I shared this story, the driving story, the car breaking down and so on with the audience over there, and it's so very beautifully worked out. And I remember, this is like the whole world is all beautifully aligning itself once we are trusting, because there was one lady in that audience. It was about Sunday about 3 o'clock. The lady sat in front of me in the first row on the first chair right in front of me as I stood and talked. And then she said to me, I started the session with another piece of music. Let me see if I remember the music. The song, it's not coming to my mind, but then the song is, this is how I live my life. It's like a reflection song, and I'm grateful for my life how I lived my life. I'm trying to remember suddenly the song. You know when you want to think about your songs, but here we go. It will come to me another time. I will tell you about that song. And then she was saying that was the song I played at the beginning of the talk. She burst into tears on the first chair over there, and when she put herself together, she shared the story that when her husband, who passed away, who had passed away, I think a year ago, when they got married, or even during his funeral, this is the song he wanted to play, and somebody told this lady to come to this mind body spirit show because she's going to get some answer about their relationship, and then knowing that her husband is in a good place, because she said none of the other mediums managed to work with his energy. So this lady came along on that mind body spirit show and talked to many people over the weekend, and somebody just suggested her to come into this talk, which was Sunday, 3 o'clock. So it was really towards the end of the whole weekend, a very, very busy weekend. And she sat down, and she was new to my talks. We have never met, and I started the session. I did not even say any introduction, anything. I quite like doing these quirky sessions, like really off chart, really. But then immediately started with the music, and she revealed what was happening to her. And she was so very, very, very grateful. And ever since I meet her in different weekends, she comes to me and she's very grateful for that one session, because she said, now I understand why I needed to come to this weekend and follow all the signs that I needed to be in this talk, so that I know I'm going to find some answer. I'm just sensing. And so she trusted the energy. She trusted the signs, and she knew that even in the difficult time she was going through, she was at the right place. And she could trust the situation. And then the light, the energy came forward, and she got a message, and her energy shifted. And later, now I know that she's sitting in a spiritual development circle and wants to grow more, wants to continue growing and understanding human reality, human and spirit reality, which in fact is one thing. So here we go. That's a side story for us here. Kick off the day with spirit. I hope you enjoyed it. Go and find the song Trust Me by Richard Smallwood. Smallwood, SmallWood. You can find it on YouTube. And then if you actually listen to his conversation, how he created the song, that in itself is very, very powerful. So if you feel, you see, today is Friday, if you feel that you are finishing the week with a little bit of a sounds like a car. We get all these images. If you find that you are finishing with a week a little bit uneasily with something did not work out for you, and then you are a little bit scared of how the whole week is or the weekend is happening, or you have to very quickly do things and all those things, just breathe and know that you are never alone. You are never alone. If you want to work on that level, you are never alone, because if you feel that you are really lost and then you don't know how to trust yourself and where your life is going or what your essence is about, my invitation truly, truly, just be by yourself, sit quietly, and then in that silent place, maybe you want to cry, maybe you want to scream, you know, you can scream into a cry into your pillow, or just breathe, or lie on the ground and put your hand on your chest, on your tummy, and breathe and bring yourself wherever you need to be. You experience your own reality, because I can guarantee you that when we are going through very difficult challenging times, then the solution is always coming from within, you know, within, because that's the quietest place, the inner place. And we can just think, okay, I just have a heart and a lung and all those things, but the energy, my goodness me, the energy is so much, so intensely working for every single one of us, whether we are working spiritually or not. In fact, the word spiritually, that I've got, mind you, I've got another conversation about that, so I will share about that as well another time, what is spiritual and what not and all those things. So yes, breathe into your own reality. So if you are finishing the week with a little uneasiness about situations, relationships, work, all those things, and you've got worries in your head, you are feeling it physically, discomfort in the physical body, you are not sleeping properly, all digestion issues, all those things, then just bring yourself back to yourself. Because once you give yourself a couple of seconds, a couple of minutes, a couple of hours might mean you do a little gardening or go out in nature, or you do something what you would not do because you always find something more important thing to do, you know, something which is nurturing yourself. Pop into your car and drive around in the country lane or whatever you find inspiring for yourself. Put some music on and sing along while you are driving, or go out in nature and talk to the trees and the bees and the birds and whatnot. Breathe into that. Walk slower, quiet, pause, look around. Use your senses, what you are seeing, what you are hearing, whether it's an autumn term for you or spring term or whatever term it is. We might be listening to this in the middle of the winter, you know, replay. You can do the same. Okay. So, my lovely friends, this was an episode about Trust Me. Find the song Trust Me by Richard Smallwood. He doesn't know I'm talking about his song, but then here we go. I still talk about that. If you want to find, I've got a longer episode talk in one of my radio shows a couple of years ago. Again, you can find the Ask One Radio Network, Ivona Psychic Radio, and Moonstrike TV. If you go to YouTube, you find Moonstrike TV, and then you find Susanna Medium Show. Or even if you just type Susanna Medium Show in your server, and you find all my shows there. And then one way there was one of these shows. So you can find those ones there. Otherwise, I'm going to sign off right now, because I plan to do a shorter conversation. The kick of the day with Spirit is meant to be about a 10 or 15 minute conversation, not the extended podcast where I edit, listen, all those things, do various things. This is just an improvised conversation. Mind you, all of them are improvised. So I'm not able to edit it, but you can find it on various podcast host pages, servers, or platforms, and anywhere where you can find. Please feel free to comment, ask your question, and again, send me an email to hello@suzannamedium.com. You can find me on suzannamedium.com. That's my website. And then if you want to have a private conversation or a private reading consultation, you can find it there as well. And then if you would like to develop your own abilities and be part of a growing community, send me an email and I would be happy to invite you to our weekly practice sessions where you can work with people, whether you are a developing psychic or a medium or a healer, or you want to practice talk, presentations, inspired talk, all those things, then just get in touch, because if these conversations are resonating with you, it means that, you know, you are here for some reason or you might be going to a different conversation. So I'm absolutely fine with that. So here we go, my lovely friends. Thanks for being here. This was our show, Kick of the Day with Spirit, on the 12th of April, 2024. And then, you know, you listen to it whichever day you are listening to this right now in your present moment. And the whole podcast is called Let's Talk Spirit. Let's Talk Spirit. So find it there, over there, and be part of it. Follow, like, and share, and so on and so on. So my lovely friends, thanks very much for being here. I'm signing off, and we will have another chat, Kick of the Day with Spirit, tomorrow morning. And until then, have a gorgeous and empowering and beautiful day. Thank you.